Tomorrow night, we mentioned youth. You're welcome to attend there. I'm guessing the services are at 7, if not, 7:30, and you'll be there early enough to fellowship. Amen. And then Sunday, we'll join together again here, and then, my goodness, we're looking at July. This is amazing, isn't it, for it to be going by so fast. Keep in mind, the youth will be in service Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, each evening, and I know it's going to be great. Brother Dylan Morgan and Brother Caleb Herring, all right. So they were at HYC and did a tremendous job, and I know they'll be a blessing here as well. Praise God. Good to have you in the house of the Lord. So good to see Sister Elaine. Wow. Praise God. Very thankful for her faithfulness for many, many years. Amen. Praise God. And serving the Lord in cold, cold Alaska when she's from Louisiana. Oh, my. Praise God. We need a whole bunch more people to say that. Praise God. But we thank the Lord for it, and we're glad for the goodness of God. Now, the passage of Scripture that I want to turn to, we know as the Lord's Prayer. And Matthew 6 is where we draw our text. But there's just two verses that I want us to focus on from that prayer. I know we can quote it verbatim, and I know it's one that we've looked at phrase by phrase and portion by portion, and have gotten a great deal of exhortation out of it, because that's what God's Word does. It's just amazing how there's so much more that's there. But let's look at verse 10 and verse 13 in particular. Verse 10, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven." And then verse 13, the mention again of kingdom. "Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." Now, that twice mentioning of the kingdom is purposeful, because that's the kingdom we're to identify with. That's the kingdom we're to serve. That's the kingdom we're to increase. And I know that kingdom is not our form of government. We're here in the United States. We're blessed to have a republic built on democracy, and we're not that familiar with a kingdom. A king was crowned across the water a few months ago, and a lot of hoopla, a lot of pomp and circumstance, a lot of expense. My word. Wouldn't that be incredible to have that money for missions? How many missionaries could we send out? But it's part of their government, part of their doings. And so in Great Britain, that's what they do. However, for us, not a kingdom. I wish some of the athletes would get that message. I wish some of the movie stars would get that message, some of the media stars. It's not about a kingdom. It's not about you. And, you know, increasing more and more. But if they could identify with this kingdom that we read about here, oh my, how much better it would be. You can be seated. God bless you. Now, Isaiah was specific in his writings about the Messiah. And chapter 9, verse 6, he lets us know the aspects of what the Messiah would do, the child that's born, the son that is given, the government upon his shoulder, and his name, Wonderful Counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And thank the Lord, the Christ child in Bethlehem fulfilled all of those aspects. And I'm thankful that we can know he is the answer to the promise. Now, verse 7 mentions kingdom. Of the increase of his government, and there's mention of government again, and peace there shall be no end. And upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. That's how long it's going to last. Forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. And we know the word of God has been fulfilled. It will be fulfilled. There's not going to be an end of it. And we desire the increase of his government and peace. When we pray, thy will be done, that's allowing his government, his control in our lives. And thank God, we want the peace to continue on, no end, and to move into the realm of even greater things that the Lord has for us. The promise of the throne of David and one occupying it forever is fulfilled in Jesus Christ. And the kingdom being ordered and established henceforth and forever is what we hope in, what we believe in. Praise God. And I'm thankful these ancient prophecies came to pass beginning at Bethlehem and continue on through our world in time today. And should the Lord tarry his coming, God forbid, it will continue that way, because the zeal of the Lord for his word being performed will bring it to completion. Matthew 25 has the story of the parables of the 10 virgins and the talents, but verse 34 kind of got my attention. Of Matthew 25:34, because it mentions from the foundations of the world. That's how long the Lord had this plan in place. Even before the world was spoken into existence, the Lord looked ahead and saw what he was going to fulfill and how it was going to happen. And so that's the confidence that we can have in what God's word declares. And it's not just ancient prophecies. It's something that he's fulfilling now. And you were in God's plan before that time. Praise God. And I'm thankful the Lord came in his glory. And he's upon his throne in glory. And there's going to be some who will be told to depart to everlasting fire. Now, that part of it in the preparation was not intended for people as God's creation. We know verse 41 in that same chapter of Matthew, it's prepared for the devil and his angels, not for you and me. But we have to choose. We have to decide. Who am I going to follow? Who am I going to believe? Who am I going to align myself with as my life goes through its course? And obviously, the best thing is to align ourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ and know his power and his goodness, because I don't want to be told to depart. I don't want to go to everlasting fire. I don't want to have that as my eternal destiny and my future. Let the devil and his angels have that. That's who belongs there, not you and me. Amen. And thank God, there others will be welcomed to inherit the kingdom that's prepared from the foundation of the world, as we said in verse 34. And that's where we can benefit and have understanding of what the Lord is going to do. So, which destiny are you going to prepare for? Hopefully, us being here in the house of the Lord, we're looking for a destiny that is in his presence forever. Amen. And to pull out all the stops, as it were, to turn aside all reservations, all holding back, and just go full heartedly for the destiny that the Lord desires for us and is preparing for us is going to be worth it all. Amen. And we thank God that we know how powerful it is even now. And when the Lord said, I go to prepare a place for you, I don't think he's working board by board, mortar by mortar right now. I think he can just say it and it's going to be there. Praise God. Just like he spoke the worlds into existence, that place being prepared. I think what he's emphasizing there is for us to be prepared. I will come again and receive you, he said. And that where I am, there you may be also. And what an incredible privilege. And that's where our focus needs to be, his kingdom. And to recognize that's where I want to end up. Praise God. Thy kingdom come. That's got to happen before the kingdom comes. Okay? That's got to be in your life if you expect to be welcomed into his kingdom. That's got to be in place already. So how does that happen? Well, it's real simple. We know that we're born into the kingdom. And it's the Lord's kingdom that matters. And we're the temptation, of course, is to get caught up in building our kingdom, as it were, and finances and material possessions and influence and social standing and any way that you care to measure a kingdom. It's interesting that athletes now have something called name, image, and likeness, NIL. And they sell that. If I was a popular athlete, and everybody knew my name, most people knew my name, I could use my name, my image, my likeness in advertising or in any of the aspects of social media and get paid for it. There's a gymnast in LSU who is quite famous in being able to do this and is going to come out of college, not only with a degree, but very wealthy. Interesting, huh? Because kingdom building. And I can't get caught in that. Now, of all likelihood, our wealth is not going to catch the attention of Forbes magazine or whoever, Wall Street, whoever. You know, they're the 100 wealthiest people on the world. If they were to count the billionth wealthiest person in the world, I might fit in there. I don't know. Maybe, probably not. But we're never going to be there. But it's the attitude I've got to guard. It's the thinking I've got to have control of. That it's his kingdom that I want to be a part of and not my own. Not building up what I would feel would be so important, you know, financial, social, political, whatever it might be. Because the Lord said, occupy till I come. And that occupying involves the working for him, the witnessing for him, doing his will, following his word, because thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. That's pretty complete, isn't it? Nothing is done outside of his will in heaven. The one time that happened, the devil got kicked out, removed. And the Lord said, I saw him fall like lightning. I'm always amazed at that. 186,000 miles per second. Down he goes. The Lord wasn't playing around. And so we've got to understand, I've got to step into that realm as well and let him have the dominion. He has complete dominion in heaven. I've got to make sure complete dominion in my life is what I'm aiming for. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And thank God that complete dominion in our lives is possible. We're not talking about something impossible here. It's not something just a few spiritually elite are going to be able to attain. It would be ludicrous for the Lord to say that if it was unattainable. But it can be fulfilled in your life, and the blessing of the Lord can come forth. And I'm thankful, deliver us from evil, not deliver us to evil, is what the media is aiming for, and what all the other aspects of trying to bring out evil in this world, that they want to bring it right into your life constantly. If there was no room for the devil in heaven, there should be no room for the devil in our hearts. Amen. That's how we've got to fulfill it. That's how we've got to live it. Amen. If nothing, I think it's the end of chapter 21, nothing that defiles is going to enter there, Revelation 21. Nothing that defiles is going to enter there. If that's the case, then I've got to work on to that end as well. Lord, let nothing defile me, and let me walk in the realm of your blessing and your touch, and be delivered from evil, not detain evil, not entertain evil, but to let his kingdom come. Now, John chapter 3, the teaching of the new birth to Nicodemus, who was thinking totally in the physical realm, birth being a miracle, birth being incredible, and in a few days, the celebration of Roe versus Wade being reversed is going to occur, the anniversary of it, and thank God for birth. Being born again in order to see the kingdom of God, in order to enter the kingdom of God, you know, both aspects there, see and enter, was emphasized by the Lord. Born of the water, born of the Spirit. So we recognize, okay, there's the plan that God has in store for us. And we know the disciples fulfilled that when they preached baptism in the name of Jesus Christ and the infilling of the Holy Ghost. And that pattern being established throughout the word of the Lord. Chapter 2, chapter 8, chapter 10, chapter 19. And Paul emphasizing it in his own experience. And so we understand that's the pattern that we follow. Now, the words from John 12 and 13, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become. And that power to become is what the Lord wants to exercise in our lives, John 1 and 12. And the power to become is something that's continuous. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Then what? Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. That's the power to become. We cast aside and we grab a hold. And we got to make sure we're doing that in the right order. Cast aside the things of the world and of self and of the devil and of the flesh, and reach for the things of the kingdom. And praise God, it will be fulfilled. And the power to become the sons of God, the children of God, when we believe on the name of Jesus Christ, is how it is done. We're born of God, not of blood, not of the flesh, not of the will of man, but a powerful spiritual birth by the will of God. And thank God that that's a will that's not going to be thwarted if we align ourselves with that. And that's going to be the challenge from the first day that you receive the Spirit of God and am baptized in Jesus Christ. It's going to be a battle all the way through. And thank God it's a battle you're going to win because of the power of the Lord and the blessings that's there. Now, after the resurrection, the Lord taught about the kingdom. Remember, the disciples had a question about the kingdom. Are you going to restore the kingdom at this time? That they're thinking of David's kingdom, Solomon's kingdom. They're not thinking spiritual kingdom. Kick the Romans out of here. Get rid of the Greeks Let's restore the glory to Israel. And that's what they wanted. The Lord told them, you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me. And that was the transition they had to make. And I could almost see them scratching their heads and looking at one another in sideways glances like, what does he mean? No. But he'd mentioned being filled with the Holy Ghost several times. He breathed on them and said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. So the emphasis that was there is what they needed to grab a hold of. But they needed to be reborn into the kingdom. And the Lord telling them, go to Jerusalem, stay there until you're endued with power from on high. I'm sending the promise of the Father, and you're going to receive it. So that's exactly what happened in Acts chapter 2. Praise God. The Lord's true to his word. His promise is going to be fulfilled. They were there with one mind and one accord, and the power of the Holy Ghost came upon all of them, and they were all filled. I'm glad nobody needs to be left out. Nobody needs to be cheated. Nobody needs to fall short. Everyone can have the wonderful experience of the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. And that's why the witness part is so important. You shall be witnesses, because everybody needs to know. There's a lot of people that don't know. I guarantee if we were dismissed right now and head over to Three Bears store and start walking around in there and talking to people, hey, have you heard of the baptism of the Holy Ghost? What kind of look would you get? Maybe some would say, sure, I've received that. It's wonderful. Most people would kind of be edging away from you, like, no. That's why your witness is so important. That's part of being in the kingdom. That's part of receiving the power. Praise God. It was to start in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, the uttermost. Praise God. And thank the Lord, that kingdom can spread that far. It can expand to the uttermost parts of the world. And I'm thankful that that's exactly what the Lord intended. And that's what we can receive and be a part of today as well. Praise God. Now, Peter was given the keys to the kingdom, right? I give you the keys to the kingdom, Matthew 6, 16, 19. So it was important that Peter be the one who used the keys in Jerusalem to the Jews, in Samaria to the Samaritans, and in Caesarea to the Gentiles. All three groups, and that included everybody in the scope of the Bible plan. And thank the Lord, it was opened up to everybody. And the kingdom was a common theme for the apostles. They continually spoke of the kingdom. They brought it up continually because they were largely ministering to Jews. And then they expanded through the Holy Ghost, through the power of the Lord, to include everybody. And thank God that includes us today. Romans 14 and 17. Changes that come when the kingdom comes are very powerful. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Now that's a change, isn't it? Amen. We were walking in unrighteousness until we came to repentance, and the Lord getting a hold of our lives. We didn't know peace. We thought we had joy. But oh my, what we experienced in the Holy Ghost far exceeds anything else that we may have experienced. And then the fruit of the Spirit, the ninefold fruit that is there, not something that I can produce on my own. Now, a godly person who is principled and has values and all of those sorts of things, self-control, could probably manifest them to some degree. but not to the point that God wants to bring it into fruition and into completion. We seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all the things that we might seek and that we might need are going to be added unto us. I'm thankful that Matthew 6:33 is part of the promise of the Word of God. And my focus, obviously, has got to be his righteousness, his kingdom come, and then the power that he desires to reveal to us is going to be there as well. In that passage, the Lord said, your Father knows what you have need of. Look at the birds of the air. Look at the flowers in the field. Look at these aspects here of God's creation and how he takes care of them and how they are provided for. Aren't you worth more? Well, obviously you are. And so the Lord is going to take care of your needs. Praise God. And I'm thankful the change, the powerful change, is his righteousness changing our wrongness to being right. Amen. And again, we can't do it on our own. No New Year's resolution is going to do it. No positive of or power of positive thinking is going to do it. Those things are good. But they're oftentimes just the surface. The Lord changes us from the inside out. Praise God. And I'm thankful that that's where we can demonstrate the power of the Lord. Because remember, unrighteousness is not going to inherit the kingdom. That's why this thy kingdom come is so important, is because I can't assume that everything is going to turn out okay simply because I open the Bible every now and then. I'm in the house of the Lord every now and then. I put a few dollars in the plate every now and then. No, I've got to be engulfed in it. I've got to be consumed by it. Amen. And let the power of the Lord direct us. 1 Corinthians 6:9-10 contains a list of 10 sins that are not going to inherit the kingdom of God. And the strange thing is, all 10 of them are largely accepted by society today. Maybe Sister Kendra, go ahead and put 1 Corinthians 6:9-10, the NLT. We'll go with NLT because it's got modern language in it. So these things, you know, people shrug. People say, oh, well. People say, that's okay. But you're not going to inherit the kingdom of God with those behaviors in your life. And thank the Lord, it goes on. Go ahead and put verse 11. It goes on that such were some of you. That was what your lifestyle was like. That's what you were changed from. That's what you used to be. And it's not that way anymore. Such were some of you. Praise God. And I'm thankful for that change. And then the scripture goes on to say, you're washed, you're sanctified, you're justified. All of those terms dealing with the change that the Lord brings to our lives and that we endorse, we grab a hold of wholeheartedly. We don't edge along. We don't say, well, maybe. No, we're going to jump headlong into the changes. We're changed by the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of God. A new birth. And after the new birth, we avoid unrighteousness because we don't want to be left out of the kingdom. Amen. And thank God that ultimate change is going to come when his kingdom comes. Praise God. And we shall be changed. See, there, the kingdom comes for us spiritually. The kingdom's going to come to us in an eternal sense. And then the kingdom is going to be here on earth. Amen. Thomas read on Tuesday night aspects of the millennial reign, the lion lying down with the lamb and so on. That's going to be amazing to see. 1,000 years of peace My goodness, the world can't even know 100 days of peace. But 1,000 years here on this world, because the devil's gone and the Lord is here. That's what's going to make the change. Praise God. The devil's locked up in a bottomless pit for 1,000 years. Amen. And thank God we're going to enjoy the kingdom of God here on this earth. I want to be a part of it. I want to be a part of it. 1 Corinthians 15, the end part of the chapter, Paul emphatically states, we shall be changed. Praise God. He said it's a mystery. He didn't attempt to explain it, but he showed the results. There's not going to be a victory of the grave. There's not going to be the sting of death. We shall be changed. Praise God. This mortal is going to put on immortality. This corruptible is going to put on incorruption. How? I don't know. But I want to be there to experience it. Amen. I don't want to miss out. I don't want to let the devil cheat me. I don't want to let the world trick me. I want to be ready for that time. Praise God. And no pain of death, no victory of the grave. We're going to move into the realm of blessing with the Lord. And that last verse, verse 58, says, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Praise God. And that's what we got to hold on to. Thy kingdom come. And we're holding on. Praise God. And we're believing what the Lord is going to do. And I'm thankful that we can unite in that hope. We can join in with the announcement of the kingdom. We can keep the experience alive. Born of the water and of the Spirit. It's not one and done type thing. Back there, we're excited about Oris getting baptized in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And we commemorate with the certificate and so on. But the power of that name is what he's going to walk in from that day forward. The power of the name of Jesus Christ. Praise God. Because opposition will definitely rise up. The evil that we have to pray, Lord, deliver us, is going to try to make us stumble. But we determine, praise God, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep going. And we remain steadfast in the apostles' doctrine and have the power of the Lord in our lives and to serve the Lord and to know that that's the power that's going to be blessed. You know, we hear the challenge, serve the Lord like you serve the devil. And thank God there are some of you that have grown up in the church and you've never gone the direction of outright sin and seeing how much you could get away with and how much you could drink and smoke and all of that garbage. Thank God you haven't gone down that road. But some of us who have, we determine, I'm going to serve the Lord even better than I serve the devil. Praise God. I'm going to serve him with all my strength, all my heart, all my soul. Praise God. And keep seeking him first because it's going to last forever. Psalm 145, 13. This is David's kingdom. And David is understanding the power of the kingdom. And he's recognizing the Lord being in charge. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. And thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. Praise God. Now that kind of kingdom, that kind of dominion is what we're a part of. That's what the Lord has allowed us to be born into through his name and through his Spirit. Praise God. And so we continue in it and have the blessing of the Lord brought into our hearts and into our lives. Peter, in his second letter, admonished, add to your faith. And I'm thrilled that there's always more that you can add. There's always more that you can receive, always more that you can have in the blessing of the Lord. And then, I like how verse 11 of 2 Peter 1 says, an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly. Amen. abundantly. It's not going to be crawling through a doggy door and hoping you don't get stuck. It's an abundant entrance, praise God, into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Oh my, what an incredible opportunity for us to step into that realm and to know the blessing that's there, because the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. And that's what we want to be a part of, that increase, praise God, and to see the Lord bring forth his power and his blessing, because the Lord is not slack concerning his promise. And I think, you know, the Bible says all the promises of God are yea and amen in Christ Jesus, all of them. And the Lord is not slack concerning his promise. So that tells me that every promise can be received. Every promise can be fulfilled in our lives. And the power and the blessing of God being in our lives in reality is powerful. And that passage, chapter 3 of Peter's second letter, God's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Now, how are they going to do that unless they know? You know, the angels rejoice over one repenting. I think we ought to make them throw a party as often as we can. Amen. By your witness, by your testimony, by encouraging somebody to recognize the promise is yours. You don't need to miss out. You don't need to fall short. You can have the promise. Praise God. And I imagine, Orest, I'll put you on the spot here, okay? Did you come to Sterling thinking you were going to receive the Holy Ghost and get baptized in the name of Jesus Christ? No. They're just coming to Alaska. And then look what God can do. Praise God. Look what the Lord has done. Praise God. And there's a lot of other folks like that. Amen. They don't know, but they can. And they can receive, they can experience, they can be blessed. Praise God, because the Lord is no respecter of persons. There's no pick and choose, you know. You're the wrong color, you're the wrong height, you're the wrong weight. You know, no. The Lord opens it up to everybody. Praise God. And I thank the Lord. He's not slack concerning his promise. And as some men count slackness, is how that verse goes on. And I sometimes wonder, how do men count slackness? What they can get away with? What they feel like doesn't apply? Justify? Excuse? Doesn't matter? I don't want to be slack like that. I want to grab a hold of those promises and call on the Lord. Lord, you said. Lord, your word declares. Lord, you will fulfill your promise. Praise God. And believe that it's going to happen, because the increase is what God wants to bring. The increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Praise God. And I'm thankful that our witness, our testimony, our outreach can result in more coming to repentance, a party in heaven going on. And I wonder, let me just include you in my wondering. God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. That's why he's holding off his coming. Does that mean the more we encourage to come to repentance, the more we see, experience the new birth, the more we have becoming established in the kingdom, means the Lord's coming is that much closer? Now, one day with the Lord is as 1,000 years. 1,000 years is one day. You know, I can't assume that, you know, I have control there. No, but I want to fulfill what his word declares, the increase. Praise God. And to be part of that increase, because it's never going to end. It's going to keep going. Amen. Romans, or rather Ecclesiastes 8:4 says, where the word of a king is, there is power. Amen. Solomon, praying for an understanding heart, praying for wisdom, and the first test case that comes to him, you know the story, those two women with sons and the disagreement of whose son was dead, whose son was alive, and bring me a sword, he says, cut the living child in half, and of course the real mother pleading for the life of her son, and Solomon saying, she's the mother, give the child to her. And because the other mother, who had already lost her child, was willing for the second mother to lose her child, said, yes, cut them in half, yes, let's each have half. What a macabre attitude there. Wow. If somebody could have that kind of a thinking about a child. Well, thank God that we understand the power of the Lord to preserve life. God's word is forever. And that's the power and promise that we can stand upon today. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Amen. And it's so easy to change it to my kingdom, my will. It's what we got to guard against. It's what we got to stay on top of. It's what we got to make sure it's not falling apart. But we're moving into the realm of understanding his power and his glory. Amen. Stand with me, please. You know, the passage of time, we feel, brings us closer to our departure. Paul said, the time of my departure is at hand. And thank God, if there's a departure, there has to be a destination. And that's what we're holding on for. I want my destination to be the kingdom of God. Amen. But that departure, we know it's coming. And my goodness, you look at pictures from your youth, and you look in the mirror, and you realize time has gone by, and it's pretty amazing. But time will not be a factor in that eternal realm. Praise God. I don't have to plan, you know, for, let's see, how am I going to meet the bills? How am I going to be able to afford, you know, and all of the aspects that put gray hairs on your head, and you know, trying to figure those kinds of things out. It's taken care of. All figured out. All set. All ready. Praise God. How incredible. How amazing. And the devil thinks I'm going to fall for his tricks and his deceit and his lies, and miss out on what the Lord has lined out for me. Now, I'm going to keep going. But time goes by. Aches and pains come. Worries and concerns. And, you know, all of those aspects. I got to keep reminding myself, this is not 20 years ago. Slow down. You can't lift that. You can't move that, and I've got to get Jackson to come and help me. So the whole aspect there, those changes are taking place. But I want the changes of the Spirit of God to be going on in my life as well. The changes of his power, the changes of his blessing, the changes of his strength. Amen. Because there's going to be that ultimate change. Immortality, incorruption, a dream, a hope, a distant not even reality. And we've never been there. We don't know what that's like. But we will. Amen. We will. Let's keep going. Praise God. Let's come and pray. Let's come and worship.